You're listening to SBS News.
There is only one known historical engraving of the Aboriginal warrior Pemulwuy. Depicted sailing in a boat in the late 18th century, he's a well-built and muscular man, and his physique matched his apparently formidable nature. Many elders say the legacy of this Aboriginal warrior needs to be preserved and remembered.
Burial ground. See with that rainbow-coloured...
More than two centuries on, here in La Perouse in Sydney, on Bidjigal land, his tale lives on through word of mouth. Bidjigal elder Uncle Vic Sims is determined not to let his legacy fade.
He's been a great inspiration to us all. And he was a hero who took on the might of the white man. A spear against a musket and rifles and cannonballs and things like this. We've survived through this.
Uncle Sims, who was born and raised in Botany Bay, where the first fleet landed, says Australia's darker history needs to be brought to the light. Historians have long argued about the nature and extent of Aboriginal resistance to European settlement, but Pemulwuy has been identified time and again as a figure who did carry out warfare against the settlers of early Sydney.
There is no mention in the history of the great warrior Pemulwuy in the existence of white Australia. It's never been said who he was and what he stood for.
From what is known about the famous warrior, Pemulwuy was born around 1750 on Bidjigal lands in the Botany Bay area of Sydney. The man said to have a blemish in his left eye and a club foot, rare attributes that branded him a clever man with supernatural powers. Darug elder Uncle Richard Green explains.
He wasn't a very tall man. Five foot four by all accounts, and quite a strong man. He could carry 3-4 kangaroos in one arm, and this shows the physicality of the man. He could also cure smallpox. He had remedies for smallpox.
Throughout the late 18th century, Pemulwuy united surrounding Aboriginal tribes in tit-for-tat attacks against the British settlers and the military. There was success in warding off colonisation and the destruction of certain territories for 12 years. But it wasn't all glory for the warrior. Uncle Sim says he was injured several times.
He was speared, he was shot, everything was done to him, but he had the cleverness. He was a clever man. He knew how to cope with the opposition. He was a guerrilla fighter.
But after years of battle, wanted dead or alive, Pemulwuy was shot and killed by the British in 1802. His remains were taken to Britain to be studied. The whereabouts of them now are unknown. Professor Jacqueline Troy, the Director of Indigenous Research at the University of Sydney, says this is a tragic part in Pemulwuy's tale.
In the end, he was not only killed, but his head was cut off and sent back as some kind of... I find it very emotional talking about this because it happened to so many Aboriginal people. He joined the sort of ethnographic curiosa that were put in museums. This was the head of a great hero, so that's what happened to him.
Despite his somewhat gruesome demise, the gatekeepers of his story, like Uncle Vic and Uncle Richard, say his memory and spirit are still here in Australia on Bidjigal land.
Well, his spirituality was strong, and that's what guides us through our lives as Aboriginal people, our spirituality. Now, I've had 4 heart attacks, right? But I know I could rely on my spirituality to pull me through and represent my people, as did Pemulwuy.
Today, all that exists to commemorate Pemulwuy and his plight is one plaque in La Perouse. That's something many of his admirers want to see changed, including Professor Troy.
It just needs to be a much more three-dimensional view of our history, and to have some form of statue or significant memorial to these people would really balance out the historical record.
But now, following the international success of several Indigenous stories on the silver screen, the life of Pemulwuy is being memorialised through film. The feature-length film, written and produced by a team of renowned Indigenous Australians and with the consultation of community elders, is set to begin production this year. Professor Troy says the rich and exciting tale will no doubt intrigue a wider audience.
These are the characters that need to really come to life in our Australian history. These are the stories that are really exciting and interesting and just are not being heard. These are the real action figures. I mean, there's no computer game that any kid could play that would come near the story of Pamawe and his resistance in Australia.
Uncle Richard, who will act as a Darug language authority for the film's scripting, says he hopes the film ensures Pamawe's story will be handed down to future generations.
The reason I'm emotional now is because I can feel with this film coming on that things are going to change, you know, and we're going to see great, great, great people coming up through our culture in the next millennium.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.